The Allura Festival 2021 is underway online with 9 concerts happening through the 28th of this month. All those concerts will be available until September 6th after each premiere. The Allura Singers, the festival's ensemble in residence, will be joined by special guest artists from Canada and really all over the world this year, including baritone Russell Braun, the Rolston String Quartet, the Festival of the Sound Ensemble, James Campbell, our guest yesterday, by the way, also the Jason Max Ferdinand Singers, the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, actor Colm Feore, and the vocal ensemble Voces 8. Joining the program this afternoon is artistic director and conductor with the festival and the Allura Singers, Mark Vjornin. He shares duties with the Waterloo Region's Grand Philharmonic Choir. He's president of Choirs Ontario as well. His awards and scholarly accomplishments are bountiful, including the National Choral Award, the Leslie Bell Prize, and degrees with U of T and Yale. It is our great pleasure to have Mark Vjornin here with us this afternoon. Welcome.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
Mark, my mother talks about this all the time, the challenges of her choirs over the last year and a half out in BC. It's difficult to put a lot of people in a space and sing these days. So you've had a real challenge in front of you.
This has been a really hard 18 months, I have to say, for the performing arts and definitely for choirs in particular. Right from the very beginning of the pandemic, you know, it became known that this virus transmits by aerosol. Of course, when you sing, there's a lot of aerosol that gets expelled. And so it's been a really hard time over these months. Nevertheless, we're finding ways to make this work, and we're finding ways to sing together and to produce concerts together. And that has been really, really exciting.
In the digital sphere, I think it's obvious from the programming that you've been able to look beyond Ontario and Canada. So it does have a real international flavor this time around.
Yeah, that's right. We made the decision fairly early on, way back in the sort of early winter, that we were not going to pursue an in-person with audience festival this summer for all of the reasons I just stated. Instead, we were going to focus on a digital festival, one that could live online, that could be streamed by people anywhere around the world. And really what that meant was that I could also invite guest artists from around the world. Guest artists who we may not have been able to bring in person otherwise. And so we have these international choirs in particular that I'm really excited about. Voces 8, of course, a sensational vocal ensemble from the UK, gives us a program at the end of August. The Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, one of the best pro choirs in Europe, is singing music by Veljo Tormis, really a composer that is so close to their hearts, in that country. And this new choir, the Jason Max Ferdinand Singers, whose concert will air tomorrow night on Saturday, coming out of Maryland. And this is a brand new ensemble formed sort of because of the pandemic, in fact. And so this is only their second time out, and they're just fantastic.
We'll give this to you again in a moment, but for tickets online right now, allurafestival.ca. You can also call the box office weekdays, 519-846-0331, and we'll give you all those details again. I would imagine, too, now that you have a lot of organizations are dipping their toes in this digital world, this is something you might keep in the programming in the years to come.
Well, I think it is. I think as the performing arts come back, as the pandemic wanes, there's going to be a lot of things that have changed. There are going to be new things that we have discovered over the course of the last 18 months that we probably wouldn't have had to have discovered or innovated towards were it not for this pandemic. And those things, I think, will stick around. I don't think there's a musician out there who isn't just dying to give a live performance in front of an audience where there's a palpable energy in the room. Again, I'm certainly looking forward to that. But yeah, I think there are lots of things that we're going to hang on to in terms of the kind of technology and the kind of ways in which we can reach our audience. Going forward.
You touched on it a moment ago, but I just want to mention some of the more immediate concerts. Jason Max Ferdinand Singers tomorrow at 7:30, Russell Braun and Carolyn Mall at the recital Thursday, the Rolston String Quartet next Saturday. If people are thinking, okay, how do I take part in this? Maybe a little bit more about those specific concert presentations and how people actually engage.
Yeah, this is again something that we learned how to do over the pandemic. We had a small festival over the Christmas period with the Alara Singers, which of course is the ensemble in residence of the festival. Produced 4 concerts in the fall this way, and so we learned some things there, and I think we've improved upon how this is all going to work. But essentially, people can go onto our website and purchase a ticket. They'll be emailed a ticket on the day of the concert, the day that it's going to air, and that ticket can be used simply by clicking on a button in the email. It takes you right to the window where you'll view the concert online. The great thing about this too is that, you know, if you're not available to watch the concert on the Saturday night when it premieres, you can watch it Sunday or Monday, or, you know, watch it 2 or 3 times if you like, because these concerts will stay available to ticket holders right through to Labor Day weekend. And that's another benefit of this, you know, particular way of reaching our audiences, is that, you know, they can find us when it's convenient for them.
We mentioned Vacheseit sort of more towards the finale of the festival. What are you doing with Comfior?
He and I have been working on this program of poetry and song. And so we have selected 4 poets, Shakespeare being one of them, which is a real forte for Colm. Shakespeare, Rilke, and Sarah Teasdale, and Robert Frost. And so we've married together musical texts and poems that he is going to read, and he filmed reading, and then the choir is going to respond with musical settings by those same poets. That's our closing afternoon at the end of August.
And I keep mentioning to the guests that are part of the programming, but we can't forget the singers, who are just a huge part of this next month ahead.
Absolutely right. It's been, as I've already said, a long 16 or 18 months, and this has been an opportunity for us to be together, to sing together. We have to, you know, we have new protocols and new ways of doing that. We have to stay further apart than we'd like to be, because that adds a bit of a challenge. But nevertheless, it is so worth being able to do that. We sing with masks on, and that's a challenge, but it's so worth being able to do that too, just to be able to make music together with these wonderful people. And the concerts that the singers are producing are really, really wonderful. They're varied. Cover Story is folk songs and pop music covers. We have our Reflection, which aired last night, opening night. But again, that can be viewed all the way through the month of August and into Labor Day, with beautiful music for choir and cello. And so there's just a real wide range and wide variety of music available in this festival this year.
Tickets for the Alara Festival are on sale, and with options to purchase single tickets, weekend passes, the festival pass. You have special rates for students and arts workers. Tickets may be purchased online. Again, here's the website, alorafestival.ca, and you can call the box office Monday to Friday, 12 to 5, 519-846-0331. Again, 519-846-0331. You can enjoy the Alara Festival online right now through August 28th.